Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
If I close my eyes for a second, I think Alejandro does a perfect imitation of Chris O'Brien. In fact, it may be there's only one person talking there out of two different microphones.
Mm-hmm. How do you know?
I've never seen them together.
I may not exist. This may be a hoax that perpetrated by Chris.
Right. You're my screen memory.
Yeah.
Well, some people think Chris and I are the same person, and he's my nightmare, or I'm his nightmare.
Yeah, you're my nightmare.
I resemble that remark, but talking about abductions. So many possibilities here. And don't you think, and this is a loaded question, that using hypnotic regression to recover memories of what might have happened really serves as a counterpoint, because it does sometimes or often cause people to remember things that didn't really happen?
I think that what people who do regressions really need to do is to do some actual scientific, documentation on follow some scientific protocols and do some papers and some experiments to prove regression can even actually pull out accurate memories, because there is no evidence of that. There's no research. There aren't studies doing this, and people should be studying this to figure that out.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's not admissible in a court of law. So
right, it's not. And you know what? I for many years, I taught meditation, and I was really into this sort of thing and relaxation. Then when I got into this field, I started going, and at first I was very skeptical when it came to abductions, but I decided, people were coming to me as a MUFON field investigator who wanted help, and I decided to take them to Dr. Leo Sprinkle, because he actually has a degree in psychology, and I thought that was important. That
right, and he's probably the first UFO investigator that actually did hypnotic regression work all the way back in the mid-60s.
He was only a few hours away from me, so when I did that, I saw that these regression methodologies were similar to the relaxation things that I had learned about, and so I actually went and sought out and got a certificate in hypnotherapy and relaxation. And what that demonstrated to me is just even more so how malleable the mind is. When you use hypnotherapy for therapeutic reasons, you relax a person, and then you use imagery and all of these little tricks to really bring them into a fantasy that is created by their own mind. And essentially, you're just helping them, and it's a very effective hypnotherapy and helping them resolve issues. But what you're doing is you're telling them, imagine going into a room, and in this room, there's going to be a person standing there, and that person is going to be the exact person who knows how to solve this issue that you're having. And then you tell them to describe the room, because this brings them further into it. What does the room look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Who's in the room? What does that person look like? Who is that person? Do you know that person? What are they wearing? And all of this, descriptive stuff makes the mind create this fantasy. And you walk them through this, and you say, okay, you walk them through a conversation with this other person as a common method. And then when you're done, they remember this. They've had all these revelations, essentially just this fantasy conversation that happened in their mind. So they feel better about whatever the issue is. And they're always shocked. I can't believe that, I came up with this stuff. I mean, what's with the pink room with the fuzzy carpet? Where did that come from? I've never been to a room like that. The mind, does this. It creates all of this stuff. And so especially, unfortunately, like the work Bud Hopkins was doing, if you were to take someone into, and Dr. Sprinkle's careful about this, you don't lead. Whenever you tell someone, so the room, was it round? Were there no corners in this room that you were in? Yeah, I don't think that, you know, right there you put in the suggestion and their mind just created this room.
So basically what you would do, Alejandro, is what did the room look like once you established somebody was in a room? What does it look like? Show me any distinguishing features. What about the walls? What about the ceiling?
But you don't talk about aliens. You don't give them a survey and have them fill out a survey to determine whether they're being abducted by aliens and then say, I think you've been abducted by aliens. Let's do a regression to find out about what those aliens did to you.
So therefore, the subject is now predisposed to remembering an alien abduction experience. But isn't that true if you go to somebody
completely
who specializes in UFO abductions, has written books on the subject, and made public appearances? Now, I'm sure people like Bud Hopkins and Dr. David Jacobs and everything were very sincere about what they did. I'm not going to say they were dishonest, but I think once you go to someone like that and subject yourself to hypnotic regression, you are prejudging the result.
Right. And you can't know what level of contamination has happened there.
If they are totally circumspect about what they're doing, the mere act of getting involved is going to prejudge the result.
Well, and you can judge the level of contamination very simply just by looking at the types of cases that seem to crop up with each of these particular so-called abduction researchers. They tend to attract the exact kind of case after case after case. They're not all over the book. Leo attracts people who have more positive, benevolent, more contactee experiences. Bud and Jacobs attracted the invasive, they're hybridizing, alien, human hybrids. Each of these researchers tends to attract or pull out of their abductee claimants similar types of descriptions and similar types of cases.
So you can tell there was some contamination. However, if someone had a real abduction experience, I think that most likely some kernel of what happened is probably in their subconscious and could be pulled out. And perhaps for people who may have really had an experience, that is being pulled out amongst all this contamination. But what's going on there? Another thing is about Leo. The difference with Leo is that what he does is therapeutic, meaning that he wants to lessen the trauma they experience and help them come to peace with whatever is happening. And I think that's very important. These people need therapy for whatever reason, the trauma or the issues they have are manifesting themselves into this ET experience. So real or not, they need some therapy. So Leo will help them come to peace with this whole thing. And so then it turns into a more positive thing. It leads the experience, but at least it's therapeutic, whereas a lot of people who are coming to these really nefarious kind of conclusions are leaving these people thinking, oh, my God, you know, I was just part of this evil crap, and these things are going to come back and terrorize me some more.
Right. Well, we've gone over this ground time and time again, and there are no easy answers. I just love the description that a really old medicine man of the Hickory Apache gave his grandson in training to be a medicine man. And when he asked him about the abduction experience, he said that they don't take you out to your room and through the wall or through the window up to a ship. The ship forms around you.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was quite an interesting description. Well, let's move on. We're having so much fun here. We're running out of time. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming 2015 International UFO Congress, and we have a couple of questions on our forum that talks about some of the people that are going to be there. And most notably, you've somehow pulled the infamous Bob Lazar out, and Smoking Pug, who's one of our latest signees. So many people are signing up at the forum, and he's popped a question off here, and he is asking you, could you please ask Alejandro, does he believe Bob Lazar's stories about Area 51? And was it difficult to get him to agree to speak at the Congress this year?
going to have the answer on the other side with Alejandro Rojas and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We had E.T. that time. E.T. came over, he came down. He agreed.
You can't prove that.
Oh. You're down the street from me, Alejandro Rojas. I'm going to come over right now and see if E.T. is there. I'm going to see if that picture of this genial guy standing up there is the real one or whether there's some E.T. Gray kind of person. Bob Lazar. How did you get Bob Lazar to come out of hiding and show up? What do you think
was
about
it
what
difficult?
He has to say?
Yes, it was extremely difficult. It was luckily I have a great relationship with George Knapp. So Bob Lazar did these interviews this last year. It was the anniversary of him coming forward with his claims about Area 51. And they were great interviews, and I kind of felt, and so did my boss who's really into this, that Bob Lazar seems like he wants to share some information. So we approached George and said, I know he's never done a talk. He did one small talk out in the desert for Norio Hayakawa, of all people, but there was only five or six people there, I guess. Not that I love Norio. I think he's a funny guy, but he's a skeptic. That's what's interesting about it. But so he's never done a talk, or he's never come in public
well,
like
did,
that.
He did do something in Rachel back
yeah.
in the 90 or 91, and he whipped
right.
out his rocket car, if I remember.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But we said, you know, this would be his chance to come to the largest gathering of UFO people and say his piece and get it off his chest and be done with it. And so we approached him with that, and he seemed to be open to the idea. He's very difficult to get a hold of. It was difficult to pin it down, but he decided he wanted to do it. So we've done lots of negotiation to make sure it goes well for him. Of course, he trusts George. So, yeah, so I think I'm interested to hear what he has to say. I am skeptical of the whole Area 51 thing. I think what really kind of one of my biggest problems with it is now when you go look at the map to where he said he was bused to S4, there's nothing there. I mean, we have great aerial photographs, and there's no road that leads out to this area in Papoose Lake, nor does it look like there ever was. There's nothing there, and that's the key, is people say, well, maybe they went underground, or maybe they did this or that. Well, maybe, but we have a description from him saying he was bused there. So there should be a road. Mm. And you can see roads out there, you know, that have been out there for a long time all over the place, and there's no road. So that's one of the questions I would like to ask. That's one of my big problems. Otherwise, of course, they're pretty fantastical claims, and we've heard from a lot of people that have worked at Area 51 more and more over the years, and, you know, we're just hearing about these spectacular when it comes to aerodynamics and high-tech aircraft, but nothing extraterrestrial. However, George Knapp has some compelling stuff. So does Stan Friedman when it comes to his degrees not being there. But George also agrees that, you know, there is a problem there with the degrees. But he says he has had some corroborating evidence, that he has had other witnesses come forward and substantiate Lazar's claims. So I want, in particular, that's where we're having George. He's going to speak to this. He's going to lay down why I give credence to the Lazar story. You know, Knapp is a no BS kind of guy, and he's a true investigative journalist, and I don't think he would say he believes something if he didn't. I believe him to be an honest person. So
he's not Brian Williams then.
Yeah, he's not Brian Williams. So I think it'll be great to hear George and then to hear Bob. And at least right now I'm on the fence and I want to hear this whole thing before I go any further. But I'm a on the fence kind of guy anyway, so it's hard to be definitive with very much in this field, except for the known complete hoaxes, which are, of course, out there.
I notice that's interesting, that the fact is that you're not going whole hog into the prevailing theories. So do you have a theory as to what's causing the appearance of UFOs? Do you think there are several answers to the unexplained cases? What do you think?
I think it's entirely possible that extraterrestrials are here. I think it's kind of funny because what comes to mind now that we're talking about media people is Matt Lauer. You know, when the Stevensville thing happened, Anne Rice asked Matt Lauer and Al Roker, do you guys believe in UFOs? And Al Roker says yes, and she laughs. And he's like, why are you laughing? And she says, because you said you believe in UFOs, and you don't. He said, yes, I do. And Matt Lauer says, I do too. And she's like, really? And Matt Lauer says, well, if, you know, we knew of creatures on another planet, we would try to go there and observe them. So why wouldn't they do that to us? And I think that's a good way of framing it, in that not only would we go observe, we would probably try to kidnap some of them and do some experiments and knock them out and then put them back in bed, hoping that they wouldn't notice anything happened. So I think that's entirely possible. It's also possible that there are people from the future. It's also possible that there's an explanation out there that we can never imagine. And I think this is kind of one of the things that frustrates me. Everybody wants answers, but when you look throughout history's mysteries, often the answers are things we never could have imagined. So there are answers out there that we just can't even conceive or speculate on. We can't even, they're just more mysterious than we have can come up with what might be the answer there. So there's possibilities and there's revelations for us in the future that we never could have anticipated. So we have to be open to that.
And there will be no cliches about whether we can handle the truth if it was presented to us.
Well, good
Do you
point.
Think that we lose the momentum of UFO research when we simply repeat the same old theories? We simply repeat the same old stories. We talk about Roswell over and over again.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts as long as we're open and it's in the sense of true research, as opposed to having foregone conclusions about these things. Foregone conclusions are never helpful, but I think they're interesting. I mean, here's a good story that came out this last year. NSA and the NSA UFO files. It could be argued, come on, we already went there. We already asked the NSA for their files. They gave us the files and they're all redacted and whited out. So it's like, done, you know, let's leave this alone. But John Greenwald pursued it, and he was able to get them to say this last year, we lost all of our UFO files. Those ones, you know, COS had this big lawsuit. It was a big deal. They knew these files were a big deal, and they conveniently lose them. I think that's a story, and that then raises the question, why would they, quote unquote, lose these files? Where are they? What the hell's going on here? I think that's a great story that came out from this last year, too.
Well, I think the less great story came out earlier this year about the disclosure of Project Blue Book files, most of which had already been disclosed, but I do not want to go there. We have Alejandro Rojas joining G and Chris this week. Don't forget, plus.theparacast.com. Join, get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters before the trickster comes after you. All right? With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Gene and Chris in the Paracast, this has been such a fascinating session that I now want to call Alejandro after the show, and we'll do lunch someday and continue this discussion without a microphone, without recording equipment, so you won't know what we're talking about. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah,
okay, so maybe the government knows more than what they claim to know. Or wouldn't it just be as convenient as funnel all that stuff to private industry so you have plausible deniability? We don't have any files. There you go. What do you think?
Well, you know, I've suggested that, and I mean, it makes complete sense that the private sector would be a good place for a lot of this stuff to go. I mean, we contract out a lot of the military, something like the majority of forces, quote unquote, that we have in the Middle East, for instance, are contractors, mercenaries. So there's a lot of top secret work and collaboration done with the government and the private sector. So, for instance, the Colonel Corso story. Should there have been artifacts retrieved from Roswell, you know, the scenario he provides where those would be farmed out to private industry is probably pretty accurate. And in that case, you know, they don't have to release their files. There's no sunshine law when it comes to private companies, and they would be the people. The Air Force doesn't build their rockets or their jets and their weapons. It's a company that does that. So it would be a company that would be building or working on some of these things. It's like, you know, even with Bob Lazar, sure, it was he says a Navy project, but, you know, it was like I don't know what company he says, something like EG&G or something like that. That was actually who he was working for. And of course, Lockheed Martin was the one who started the facility at Area 51 in the first place at the behest of the CIA in conjunction with the Air Force and everybody. So, yeah, these would be locked away in corporate sort of environments.
Okay, so was the iPhone, therefore, based on alien technology? Maybe Siri is E.T.
Siri is an alien voice who's speaking to us and knows a lot about where the closest coffee shop is. Possible.
Huh? If anybody was an alien, Steve Jobs would be high on my list.
Yeah. On another topic, I think Apple's probably going to be in trouble now that they've lost him. But
they've been saying that for 4 years, and they're making bigger profits than ever.
Well, yeah, but I think that'll wane. We'll see. That's my prediction. They have no vision for themselves anymore. Now they're trying to be Android, and Android's trying to be iPhone. And they're stuck in this game of trying to be mirror their best competition instead of being, you know, the groundbreakers and treading on – taking the risks and treading on the unbroken snow. So I don't know. Private industry would have more of a reason to lock away those secrets if they were given some sort of technology. And kind of like Corso says, you wouldn't necessarily need to tell them where this technology came from. You could say, this came from Russia. This is something really advanced. We don't know how they did it. Take it and run with it. Someone would. So I don't know. I'm just saying it's possible. I don't think everything Corso said was accurate. He's even said that he was taking stories from his friends and other people. But if he's taking those stories and purporting them to be his personal stories, then there's some fabrication already going on there that is essentially admitted to. So here again,
he had a big dose of Bill Burns.
Well, that too. So it's hard to know here again, separate, you know, the chaff from the wheat, but I think it's possible, but I don't know. It is interesting that we've had this extreme spike in technology, you know, in the last, it's exponential happening the last at least 100 years, and why and how and what, that makes this a unique time and place in history. That's for sure.
Humans are smart and very ingenious and
they're
highly motivated.
Sure.
I think it's by and large, you know, the average person, maybe not.
We've talked about a lot of humans in this last hour and a half, and not one of them was a very smart one. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. William Shatner is very smart.
Okay. Now,
William Shatner is the one person from Star Trek who knew how to monetize everything, much more so than anybody else there.
No.
He was mean, though. He's mean, I hear. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kidding with that human stuff. I think you're right. Humans are very capable, and it's entirely possible we did it with that extraterrestrial technology.
I think it's likely myself, but...
And, you know, because I think, you know, Sam Friedman puts it well when he says if you would have given a nuclear submarine to Columbus, he would have been like, oh, he wouldn't have been able to figure out a thing on that device. And so even if we had retrieved it, does that mean we could figure anything out?
Well, I love in Valet's book, Fast Walkers, they couldn't even figure out how to open the door on the saucer.
It's another great, which is entirely possible. And I really love the work of these great thinkers because we're losing them. And as people go, people are not as into research anymore. They're more into discussion, it seems, these days, maybe with the quick news cycles and the internet. So we're losing the researchers and the hard thinkers. And I think that, you know, especially as a journalist, we always fall back to the experts. And the experts are the people who looked and researched for a long time. A lot of people who claim to be researchers these days haven't done that. But Hynek did that. Valet did that are two examples. And they were not set on the extraterrestrial hypotheses. They're open to other explanations because even with all of their hard work, years and years and years of academic, you know, research, they have not been able to come to hard conclusions. Valet, the only interview I got with him, admitted he thinks it's likely some of this may be extraterrestrial in nature, but much of it probably isn't. And the same idea that we just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know where to draw the line.
Isn't it part of the problem, though, in communicating with the public, they expect us to deliver answers? And I keep talking about the first public appearance I made on a lecture. I was in my late teens, maybe 19, 20 years of age, been involved in UFO research since I was very young. And I get up before the audience and I give them all this fascinating evidence. I can't say I did very well or not, but somebody started asking, and it started a chain reaction, well, what's the solution? And I said, honestly, there is no solution yet. We're trying to figure that out. And they really didn't like that. They complained, why doesn't he have the answers?
No, you're right. In some countries, they talk about, like in the Middle East, the authorities have to have the answers. So they'll come up with answers, even if it's BS, because that's their culture. You're expected to have the answer. And we're like that in ways, too. And I'm the same way. I'm not going to come up with I don't have an answer. There's a lot of my favorite speakers who will come out and say, I don't know. After all of these years, I don't know, and you should be suspect of anybody who does.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, I agree. But then those people who have the answers are the most popular. The ones who are willing to come out and say, I have all the answers, this is it. The Steve Bassetts, the David Wilcox, the Stephen Greers, here's all the answers laid out before you. People are going to love it. They're going to be like, finally, I've got all the answers, and now I can move on with life. And they'll love it. And those people are very popular for those reasons. But I think what's interesting, and people misuse this term all the time, but this is accurate. It's that whole thing of where you know two facts that are opposing to each other.
Cognitive dissonance?
Duh. Cognitive dissonance is when you know, and these people will go listen to these people who have all the answers. You know, you go to some conferences and they're all the people who have all the answers, and they believe every single one of them, even though they're all saying something completely different. It's the Arcturians. Oh, yeah, it is the Arcturians. It's,
oh, it's
Pleiadians.
The Pleiadians.
Oh, yeah, it is the Pleiadians. Well, which is it? It's both. Well, those guys say if you believe in one, you're an idiot for believing in the other.
Let's stop right now. We have another segment left with Alejandro Rojas. Believe it or not, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and get prepared now. The only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 1-800-847-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, and they'll even ship it out for free. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA? Call 1-800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today. That's 1-800-274-3070.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
What I've done this time, instead of prejudging who's going to save the Paracast, I let them decide it psychically.
How do you know?
I don't.
Do you know who said it?
Actually, I can reach my hand into Skype, into your picture, and grab you by the neck and force it. I haven't used that secret ability yet.
Chris
people
has
will
not
now
done
quote
it
me
yet,
on the
so
internet and say,
it.
Gene Steinberg thinks he can put his hand through his iMac and therefore reach the head of Chris O'Brien or Alejandro Rojas or any guest.
We're having so much fun. This 2 hours just flew by. There's been a number of people that have been wondering about Stan Romanek. I know that you've been friends with Stan and Lisa for many years. You've been following that case since 2000, as have I. In light of some of the really unfortunate stuff that's happened to Stan over the past year and a half, what is your feeling about that case? What is his status right now? What are your feelings about these charges that have been leveled against him? And kind of give us a quick thumbnail update, if you would, on the Romanek case.
Okay. It's hard to talk about, but I'll give you what it's hard to talk about because Lisa especially. I love Lisa to death. She's an absolute wonderful person. She's an honest person. And her family are really close friends of mine. I really love those people and do not want to bring any hardship or pain upon them whatsoever because they don't deserve that. But as far as these charges, I do not, you know, think anything's a foregone conclusion at this point. I am waiting, I think, to hear what the evidence is because we don't know everything because, of course, the case hasn't gone to trial. So we'll see.
Yeah, it seems so out of character, too. When I first read about these charges, I was slack-jawed because that was the last thing I'd ever expect to hear. I mean, Stan may be a lot of things, but you know what they're trying to say with child pornography and this sort of thing. Something about that just didn't ring true to me. I must say, I have a lot of problems with Stan in the case and some of the elements of the case and being caught red-handed trying to hoax during interviews and that sort of thing. You know, kind of leave me a little cold because I'm pretty much a stickler for being straight up about things. But to be honest with you, I have a hard time believing that that he would be dumb enough to allow himself to be caught in such tawdry circumstances.
Yeah, well, it's hard, you know. But he has done some really stupid things. It's an example that's similar to the Don Schmidt thing in that, you know, he had a group of people around him, such as Nancy Talbot, myself, others who have always tried to help guide him, but he's always done his own thing. And his own thing has often been self aggrandizing, but exaggeration to the point of extreme inaccuracy, and which is a major problem. A lot of times he would let his wife correct him because she knew she'd be like, no, Stan, that's not what happened. That's not, you know, you're overstating things. And a lot of things is he doesn't have a good memory, and he doesn't understand how important the accuracy is. And another problem is he's outright faked and lied. He's done that. I'm confident he's done that. He's lied to me before. I've caught him in lies.
So why bother? Let's just shortcut this. If this guy's lying, even if he had at the core of it an authentic experience, and I think that might apply to other so-called contactees, even if he had one or more genuine experiences, as soon as he starts lying, drop it. Get to something else.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons why bother. First of all, for me, why bother? Because I have a vested interest in his family and they are close friends of mine. The other thing is why would someone do this? I don't think this is the first case that someone had a genuine experience and then began to exaggerate it and then maybe even began to fabricate that more was going on. And
well, the attention becomes kind of like a narcotic.
Yeah. Why and how does this happen? I have a feeling that Billy Meyer might have had a real UFO sighting and maybe a real UFO photograph.
Well, so did Adamski. So did Daniel Fry. I mean, you go down the list.
So this is a common phenomena of then, you know, these people beginning, because I believe Billy Meyer then went into hoax photos and, you know, to hoax these claiming to be in contact with aliens. Maybe he even convinced himself of it. So why does this happen? I think we have to examine it and view it. These are extraordinary things happening to very normal, regular people. And how do people handle things like this? So what is the grain of truth? And with Stan, there are some extraordinary events that I think may have really happened. And that's what makes it, to me, interesting, some of the minutiae and details of the case that others don't have insight. And it's so complicated that I could see people just washing their hands of it. I don't think I'll ever wash my hands of it for those reasons. And I want to try to, and it's hard to even present it to people, but I want to try to do that. In fact, I think I'm going to do a workshop at Contact in the Desert where I share with people, look, here's the hard stuff of the case, but here's some of the crazy stuff I can't explain. What do you think? Kind of have an interactive and just ask people, what do you think? You know,
that's a good idea.
And yeah, to have a discussion about it. And I do this with a lot of my colleagues just to discuss it, to help guide me and to process it in my mind, to try to figure out what to do with it. So we'll see what happens. I mean, that his defense tried to go for kind of a plea of insanity that got turned down. The nature of that, I don't know, but certainly it sounds like the prosecution is using his ET claims as evidence of him being a liar and a hoaxer. So we'll see where it all goes or if that even gets into the courtroom, because apparently, at least thus far, he has not taken a plea and it's going to go to the courtroom. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I can't say that
he's innocent and was set up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that. There's no reason to set him up. It's a lot of people say Wendell Stevens was set up, and I'm sorry, people, and I know people get upset. He was not set up.
No, we have his files. Girls swim in his pool.
We've got, you know, all of his files. We've got all of this information. And here's the other thing. If he was set up, they did a terrible job because he didn't begin writing books till he went to prison. And he wrote most of his books, his UFO books, from prison. So he was just a quiet researcher until he went to prison. And then all of a sudden he started getting all this UFO stuff out. He was able to work with China to get their amazing UFO sightings into a book. So, I mean, he did a lot for ufology and UFO stuff while in prison. So it didn't work if they were trying to silence him. And, you know, Stan had really done major damage to himself before these allegations even came forth.
We can explore the story of Stan Romanek in future episodes. Alejandro, where can we find more of the things that you do?
openminds.tv. You'll find everything. You'll find our daily news stories and everything. Of course, we're going to be really busy with the UFO Congress. You can find that at ufocongress.com. Chris will be there. Clifford Mahudi, probably many of the people you've had as guests. But you can really find everything at openminds.tv.
Openminds.tv, and Chris, I will also be at the International UFO Congress getting interviews, roaming around, trying to scarf some free food. I have no idea. We have something free to give you, by the way, a copy of Stalking the Tricksters by Chris O'Brien. You want a copy free, the ebook version? Here's how to get one. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, that's plus.theparacast.com. Sign up for a subscription of 1 year or more of the Paracast Plus. You get the free ebook version sent to you and also the ad-free version of the Paracast, a higher quality audio copy after the Paracast podcast exclusive to Paracast Plus members and more to come, such as a Paracast TV channel. If you want to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, we've got another book from Christopher O'Brien called Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. So if you sign up, you get a copy by going to theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com, OurStrangePlanet.com, where it's not strange if you buy the hard copy versions, the print versions of his book, he'll autograph it for you. How about that? Alejandro Rojas, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.